Saludos nuestra gente, and welcome to our 27th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here to create a dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a playlist sazonado with Latinx contemporary, Latinx alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latinos, y más.
Rezando a usted, Moranita, rezando estoy, rezando a usted.
Cuando escucho a la morena, me dan ganas de llorar. Esperanza y la dejaron secar. La morena,
morenita madre tierra,
morenita madre tierra,
morenita madre tierra.
Como la tierra mi cuerpo, agua que corre mi sangre, mi canción vuela tu viento, ojalá tu fuerza cambie.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Welcome back. It's episode 27.
It is.
My name is Maria Isa. I'm here with
Ariana Genis.
And we just heard from Las Cafeteras with La Morena. Shout out to our favorite crew on the West Coast for the Latina Theory Show.
We love y'all. Thank you so much for making beautiful music.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're happy to be back. Welcome back, mi gente. We know it's been a heavy set of weeks.
Definitely.
In this país, in this mundo, whether it be with the recent Supreme Court rulings that upheld the Muslim ban and hurt unions, or the horrible, terrifying abuse of injustices happening on the border with Mexico. it's just been hard.
It is. That's one of the reasons we wanted to jump on and make sure that we keep Latina Theory going, because it keeps us going.
No, for sure, for sure. And we have to highlight everything that's happening, you know? So much going on the border within Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it's just not just towards Mexicanos. You have to think about everyone that's migrating through that border.
Exactly.
And recognize que somos unos, as well as the immigration policies that are happening throughout the world, you know?
Exactly.
Now there's a lens. We're utilizing our technology to be able to set these platforms to conversate so that our future, our babies, you know, in our communities that are feeling these terrifying nightmares, mm-hmm. That are a reality, that are hitting, you know, their casas, their familias.
Right now.
Recognize that they're not alone, and that Latina Theory is here to help in discussing and seeing how we can make that change from our networks and
absolutely.
The policies that we're working on.
Absolutely.
We also got some, you know, with everything that's going on.
Con toda la mierda ya.
Con todo. También hay esperanza, ¿verdad?
Exactamente.
And I want to shout out that we have the youngest Boricua mujer defeating a 10-year incumbent for Congress in New York. And we can't wait to say Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Woo! We're so excited about her win!
Yes, and she's been on point with representing not only the issues within her communities,
exactly.
which is a reflection on all of our communities nationwide, from gentrification up to abolishing ICE.
Healthcare,
the issues in Puerto Rico with the lack of federal aid. So shout out to the Bronx Boricua.
Right here. Hey.
It's important to distinguish that she is a Bronx Boricua, like Rosa Clemente says. It's not just a Latinx from NYC.
Exactly.
It's recognizing the history and the stories. It's a Boricua from the Bronx who's saying, si se puede, pa'lante, alongside Latina Theory. We give you our endorsement.
Absolutely.
From Minnesota.
Right here.
So that we can reflect off of what you're doing. So, hermana, sigue pa'lante, and gracias.
And thank you so much for inspiring us. So we have that going on, and we also have protests that are erupting. I mean, yesterday we saw them all across the country, people calling to abolish ICE. So not just immigration reform, but flat out calling out a system that is breaking apart and terrorizing our immigrant families.
Man.
You saw them. They were across the country. We're going to cover this a little bit more in depth, but right now we're just introducing the things that is helping give us hope.
Yes. I want to say shout out to little Miranda yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
At the Abolish ICE March, man. I mean, we're talking about nationally immigration rights in Minneapolis. And shout out to Emilia, because you see the legacy and the strength of our mujeres that continue to educate and continue to make warriors out of our children to speak up and utilize their voices. So we'll hear a little bit more about that in our segment. We want to get you up. We're here live, actually, at Pajarito.
We are, which is, I'd never been here before. Maria is always taking me, I'm just going to out myself right now. I am never in St. Paul. I'm like the stereotypical Minneapolis girl who's never in St. Paul. And Maria Isa always opens my eyes to the greatness that St. Paul has to offer. She's looking at me just nodding her head, y'all. Like, don't let people know this.
You know.
But people need to know. It's true.
It is. It's like, what are you guys doing in your communities? I'm like, our communities are doing a lot. And
we are,
at the same time, you know, it's a domingo. We got to get our nutrition up. And we got to also showcase new businesses in our community. So Pajarito is a Mexican restaurant on West 7th Street. We got a Paloma, so our plato del día. I haven't got there yet, but we're starting out with some chips and their 3 salsa dip, which is
on point by this Mexicana, on point. Good
so
flavor.
Shout out to los cocineros que están en la cocina. We'll have to say hi to them a little later.
We will.
But on that note, we're going to go ahead and jump in with politics and opinión de la gente. Ariana, let's get in depth into that.
Absolutely. All right. So what Maria Isa and I wanted to do was really give y'all, our gente, an update about the latest about what's happening at the Mexican border. We wanted to do a little bit more in depth because this current Trump administration is lying so regularly, so intensely to all these different news outlets that all of us are getting wrong information, and we need to be able to get as much as we can to know how to take action. And so with that, what we wanted to do is basically give a series of facts about what is actually happening at the Mexican border right now, who is being impacted, and from there just trying to figure out how we can get plugged in and help our families. And so first and foremost, I'll start off and Maria's going to follow. What is happening? Why did this policy become a big thing? So on April 6th, our Attorney General, the trash General Jeff Sessions, ordered the implementation of what is being called the zero tolerance policy for migrants crossing the border outside authorized entry points, right? So what that means is that anyone that is crossing is going to get persecuted at a 100% rate, all adults. So anyone who's doing that is going to be basically blamed for violating immigration law. And with that, that means being persecuted. And part of being persecuted means that you get detained. And once you're getting detained, that means that the government is saying that they have a right to rip your children away from you, to detain you, and then basically get rid of those kids and place them in another detention center or tent camps, as we're finding. And so that is the policy shift that happened that set all of this in motion. Okay, so that zero tolerance policy. And what has this led to? What has that changed? That means that as of now, 2,300 niñitos, like kids, like our kids, our babies, are being separated from their parents at the U.S. border with Mexico in just 5 weeks.
Wow.
So that's a little bit about that. So give them some more information about where these babies are being taken right now.
According to NPR, when taken, oftentimes no information is being provided to the padres, to the parents, guardians, about where their kids are being taken. And some reporters have heard parents say that they were told their children were being taken to take a bath. Other locations we know as of now that children are being taken to are the Office of Refugee Resettlement, a part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, places children in government facilities for short-term foster care while searching for their closest relatives in the U.S. who can assume custody. There are 11,785 children in Office of Refugee Resettlement custody today. They stay for fewer than 57 days on average before being released to their closest known relatives or a network of foster care providers associated with the Department of Health and Human Services.
This is what the government is quote-unquote saying right now, so we can't even confirm that this is actually happening. These are talking points that people are being provided with. Keep going, Maria.
Also, children immigrant shelters. I personally witnessed in El Barrio, in Harlem, Spanish Harlem, where these children who were, you know, you see the faces shocked, traumatized, or they're being led in out of these buses and vans. And these are kids that are literally from the border, all of a sudden going to Nueva York, which is, I think, like, wow, that flight, that bus ride.
Not knowing where your parents are, your parents not knowing where you are.
A traumatized, you know, that feeling. Think about your kid losing you for a minute at Target, running around, or you camp finding your kid until you're reunited. Like, don't ever do that. I always think about that with my parents. Like, you know, at one time I, like, had a missing moment for like a minute, and I thought my world ended as a kid.
While I did too. I literally got lost at Target. I remember that.
You know, and so you think, and you're like, gosh, now it's like kids ripped. Literally, I think it's not even ripped. It's abducted.
Yes, that is literally what, as I was doing this research and we were talking about it, that's what's happening. The government is justifying this and kidnapping kids from their parents, and they don't even have a system to know how they're going to be able to reunite them, and we're going to keep going in depth about it.
There's also tent camps. We're outside of those border towns. When you think about where the border towns, you think about Texas with El Paso.
And so true.
You think about San Diego, right outside of National City, you know, in Chula Vista, Arizona, etc. Look at your border. Go find a map. Those tent camps are there. They're serving as children concentration camps, dividing families. You think about what happened within the indigenous communities here, specifically here in Minnesota. We think back Fort Snelling, where the cutting of the braids happened. You know, and separating those children from the parents on, yes, on native land. This is just progressed into this time of this
era.
This
is the latest iteration of how this government has enforced this kind of separation on our peoples. And I think it's really important that Athena Theory finds that we feel responsible for making sure that we get grounded in our actual history.
Correct.
This is not just this horrific thing happening now. There is a legacy of this happening in this country.
Correct, correct. So, yeah, the 10 cities, they're located in Tornillo, Texas, in Brownsville, Texas, called Casa Padre, is inside of a former Walmart. So I think back to, you know, about all the Walmart and Sam Club closings in those border towns.
Exactly.
Like a few months ago.
And what are they being reutilized
and
for?
They're being
literally
reutilized. Yeah, filled with cages. And these children are being placed inside of these fences that look literally like, go to your animal shelter, your local animal shelter, and see how those pets are being brought in and found. That's what's happening to the kids. Kids are literally there, and there's like a water tank that they can go ahead and get a glass of water, and it's just horrible, inhumane. We're going to take a break and then come back to this.
Absolutely. Let's listen to some Musica Mujer, you know, to give us some breathing time. We're talking about that self-care. We want our people to be informed, and we also want y'all to be filled and have the strength to keep on going.
So our next song is by a classic by La Lupe, and it's called El Inmigrante.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Adiós, mi Cuba querida, dentro de mi alma te llevo metida mi vida. Aunque soy un emigrante, jamás en la vida yo podré olvidarte. Al salir de Cuba un día, volví la cara llorando, porque lo que más quería atrás me lo iba dejando. Llevaba patrona, un recuerdo y una pena, y un rosario de marfil. Adiós, mi Cuba querida, dentro de mi alma te llevo ahí metida. Olé. Aunque soy un emigrante, extraña en mi pecho un estandarte con mi bandera cubana, con mi patria y con mi hijito y mi virgen la patrona y mi rosario de cuentas. Yo me quisiera morir. That
was La Lupe with El Inmigrante, talking about her journey.
Thank you so much for bringing her into the conversation, Maria Isa.
Of course, that's what we do here at Latina Theory. So we're going to get back and talking in regards to the issues that are happening on the separation of families on the border.
Absolutely.
Ariana, share with us a little bit about what the Associated Press had mentioned on visiting one of the sites last week.
Absolutely. And so we just want to read off this quote about the Associated Press visit to one of these tent-like facilities, what we're calling cages for children. This is a direct quote from the Associated Press. Quote, inside an old warehouse in South Texas, hundreds of children wait in a series of cages created by metal fencing. One cage had 20 children inside. Scattered about are bottles of water, bags of chips, and large foil sheets intended to serve as blankets. These are the conditions that these babies are living in right now. This is not some dystopian thing we're talking about. We're talking about conditions of people's lives in the United States happening right now.
Right. This ain't fake news. You can go on your phones and Google this. Google it. Contact your city officials as well. You know, your members of Congress who are on the borders right now fighting for this. Shout out to all those that have taken the initiative to leave if they're not from those border states, if they have gone and traveled and brought in busfuls. I mean, we've got specifically today, shout out to Carla, aka Horchata, por favor, and Liban, the crew that they left today with a group from, you know, forming unifying resistances with a group of Black Lives Matter Minneapolis and members of that group, members of other indigenous groups that are fighting against Pipeline 3 that just went through passing.
Look at that solidarity.
You know, it's all about when we talk about this, and specifically when I've been working with the redevelopment of Puerto Rico for the people of Puerto Rico and not just the genocide and gentrification that's happening out there. It's really about saying, how can we do this? How can we have our voices be heard? And we have to unify our voices of resistance to be able to be louder and show
Absolutely.
Up. And I know
Absolutely.
That's how our movement moves, is when we're all out there fighting for the causes, and the causes is human rights right now.
Absolutely.
So when I hear that there are, you know, allies and friends from other communities that are being there and dedicating their time and sacrificing, you know, even their lives, because you have to think, you're putting yourself out there. And once you put yourself out there, whether it's with a sign, whether you're marching, whether you're actually chained to those arms at
Absolutely.
The front lines, that means you have a target to say, we're here standing up against hate. We're here against standing up against injustices.
Exactly. And we're here saying that we deserve better, that we deserve a better world, a better country, and that we're not going to stand that.
Claro que sí.
And so just a couple more quick facts for our people, again, because we just want us to be informed about what's going on at the border. So what's the evidence about the problems in these facilities? I think we've been describing that over and over again about the cage-like conditions and what's happening. One of the organizations that operates about 16 immigrant children's shelters in Texas, which is where a lot of these are located, it's called Southwest Key Programs. They've been cited, this one organization alone has been cited for about 150 health violations by state inspectors in the last 2 years, including delays for medical care and instances of inadequate supervision. In Casa Padre, which Maria Isa mentioned a little earlier, this one has 13 violations, and these are the ones that are being reported. We're not accounting for all the unreported things that are happening. One of these included an instance where a child tested positive for a sexually transmitted disease, and they were not given any type of proper treatment until 18 days later. Another violation cited at Casa Padre was an instance when an employee was heard by an inspector making, quote, a belittling remark towards a child in care in the presence of other children. So when you have some of the most vulnerable people, their parents aren't there, nobody's protecting them, nobody knows where they are, people feel the ability that they can do whatever they want with those kids. And that's what we're seeing here right now. Maria, you had started mentioning something that I thought was really important, was just to really note that the children that are crossing the border are actually predominantly not Mexican. Do you actually want to say a little bit about where these kids are coming from and why it's not just Mexico?
Yeah, Customs and Border Protection statistics, they show an influx of migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, countries which the United Nations Children's Fund reports have experienced sustained gang violence and political instability. As of June 20th, also, the Trump administration has made a subtle shift to the policy due to the public outcry.
Which means that having your voice heard and pushing does make a difference, y'all. I know that it might seem bleak right now, but we need to make sure we're hearing our voices, making our voices heard, because this is part of why this administration, who does not care about these families,
no.
felt forced to make this subtle shift to the policy that Maria is going to outline.
And as far as they enter the policy of family separation, and replace it with a policy of family detention. So Trump signed an executive order that kept the zero tolerance policy in place, but then added, it is also the policy of this administration to maintain family unity, including by detaining alien families together where appropriate and consistent with the law and available resources. It did provide an exception for when authorities believe keeping the family together would be harmful for the child. In signing that order, Trump noted there may be some litigation, that is, a legal challenge to the new policy.
So that's the latest iteration of this policy as it stands right now. So this doesn't mean that these families aren't, this doesn't help put these families together that have been separated, but it might complicate and make it a little bit harder for them to be separating families as freely as they have in the last couple of months with that zero tolerance policy. And just real quick, so after the children are torn away from their parents, where are they going? So again, we've talked about the different locations about where they're going. The thing that we really wanted to highlight here is that there are three different locations where they're placing children, and that oftentimes they actually don't have a system to account for them, and that they're not tracking these children well. So when you hear this administration saying they know where all these kids are, they're going to be able to reunite them with their families, that's actually false. They don't have the systems in place to be able to do that. And the reality is that there are families that are getting deported right now against their will without their children. And this is some of the latest that we've actually heard from the New York Times. In their reporting, they've heard lawyers and advocates speak to families that are being impacted that are actually letting them know this. And we wanted at Latina Theory to make sure that you knew this, because this administration is putting out so many lies at such a quick rate that it is hard to keep track. And so with that, I think I just want us to start highlighting, Maria, what are ways that people can get involved with the conditions that are happening at the border? We don't mean to just depress y'all, but we cannot look away right now, folks. Like, we need to be able to face what's going on. And really, like Maria said, raise our voices, protest, get on the ground, call your congressperson, whatever the hell we need to do.
You know, and with Latina Theory, we're here to recognize the educational process.
Yes.
Okay, and processing means there's many communities who don't know, even within our own community, know the legal rights. Outside of our allies, this isn't about black, white, brown. This is about humanity. Mm-hmm. And it takes each member of each community to recognize the power of the voice.
Absolutely.
And the power of being able to help out. If your community has a privilege in this area, how can you help this community, which helps build your economy and give you privilege?
Exactly.
So it's really recognizing the establishment of what the American is, mm-hmm. and where America was built. And, you know, speaking with our indigenous community,
yes.
specifically with dealing with the Pipeline 3 coming up,
yes.
and, you know, fighting against the disruption of Mother Earth, or Tierra, you know, when we talk about that, that's not just one group of people, that's the world.
Exactly.
And so it's a domino effect. If you can bring positivity and bounce that off to somebody else across the world to bring positivity, that effect can triple, okay?
Absolutely.
So when you're educating people in regards to one injustice, be inclusive to all of the injustices.
And be willing and able to hold all of them at the same time. I know it's hard, but why not? We absolutely need it with what we're up against, mi gente.
And there's recognizing integrity with responsibility.
Yes.
And I also want to take a note of what's been happening, you know, due to all of the massive media focusing on, and that's another thing. One thing could follow, or could fall off the next day.
Exactly.
The news aren't pointing that target towards the headline. It's happening. Get off of, you know, turn the television off. If you're on your social media site, see where things are taking action and actually be a part of it. If you can't be there physically, be there some way in an effective mannerism of just talking to your neighbor about this.
Absolutely.
This is beyond a political party. We are not engaging
Absolutely.
In saying pick this side, pick that side. It's about pick the side that's best for our future and being a country that's united and being a country that's here to serve all of its people.
Absolutely.
And our allies. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be the United States if it wasn't for the support of those who have migrated, okay, to this country.
Absolutely.
With those papers, no papers, you know, I think about the little kids in my class who was like, you know, we're Mexicanos, but we have papeles.
Yep.
And why do they still want to see it?
Yeah.
And I go, wow, how do you answer an 8-year-old kid who tells you?
Who has that kind of understanding?
Yeah. You answer with saying, you know, what do you speak? I'm not going to speak for it. Mm-hmm. Let the voices of our future take that leadership and initiative to be the leaders. And we have to talk about that within our communities to abolish ICE, because that's the entity that systemically terrorizes immigrant communities and tears family apart. There's no right in tearing a family apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no right. You think back to, you know, going into the internment camps, the Japanese internment camps.
These are all things we're going to be highlighting in a bit.
You think back to talking about in World War II with the concentration camps between the division of dividing Jewish families and genocide, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the outcry that's happening right now.
And Mario, I think what you're saying too, to me, whenever we look back in history and you're like, where would I be? I want us to really think about, like, this is the moment right now. And where do you want to be when you look back in your time and you're like, wow, that was happening. This is where I stood. This is how I raised my voice to create a better kind of world where people can live and be happy in and aren't being terrorized and we're not tearing families apart in the way that's happening right now. We just want to highlight that yesterday there were over 700 protests across the United States. 7,000. Thank you very much.
7,000.
700 protests, but over 7,000 people in Minneapolis alone.
Oh,
protested.
Yes.
There we go. Those are the two numbers. And with that, I think let's give our hint a little bit of a break as we're going to do our flashback in Latinx history to give a little bit of concrete examples of the many ways this country has been tearing families apart. We're not done.
We're definitely not done. But with that, we're going to get into our next track. And we're also going to highlight, so stay tuned, we're going to highlight about Los Dells coming back Labor Day weekend. Get your Wisconsin Dells on. Los Dells is coming back.
Hey.
And Latina Theory is going to be there, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
We're so excited.
It's going to highlight a few artists on this track. And vamos a votar todo eso. Vamos a votar todo lo que está pasando en el mundo for just a few minutes.
Yes.
And listen to Te Voté. Shout out to Bad Bunny. Shout out to Nicky Jam. Shout out to all of y'all. We love you. Here's Te Voté on Latina Theory.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Paso mis noches pensando en ti. Aquí en mi cama extrañándote. Y a donde voy todo me acuerda a ti. Después de todo yo ya me cansé. Bebé, yo te boté. Que te di esa bota, las gatas son de 3 en 3. Si tú quieres preguntar si no me crees, ella no tengo estrés. Pa' completar la fila son express. Viste como el mundo se te fue al revés. Yo con ella en RD. Que me enamoré el día que la probé. Ya yo no creo que volviste de. Mami, porque el servicio te lo cancelé. Si no respondo, el problema va a tocar el fondo. Mami, respira hondo mientras te lo escondo. Contigo obligado yo me pongo el condón. Pero posteo a media cancha, baby, como Rondón. Yo a ti te di una sepultura dura. Yo sé que con el tiempo la herida se cura. Es que en verdad que tú no estás a altura. Te lo juro por Dios, que por Dios no se jura. Me, yo te boté.
Sin sufro por amores, ahora rompo corazón y sobran las pacas de 100. Tú me rompiste el corazón, sin sentido y sin razón. Pero tengo un culo nuevo que me da mucho cariño y me chinga bien cabrón.
Fuiste y ni explicaste. Viste mi película y viraste. Ahora quieres saber lo que pienso de ti. Me siento cabrón porque no estás aquí. Así como viniste, tú te puedes ir. No te voy a negar que te sufrí, la pasé mal. Pero me superé y de mi vida te boté.
Estamos queriendo decir. Mira, dímelo, Casper. Neo. Flow La Movie. D.I.G. for Life, manín. John Martino.
Burn.
Mira, dime, Cronin Magical. Los de la Maya.
Esta es la verdadera vuelta, ¿viste, baby?
Erindica y ellos.
Erindica, Chori, complete.
Pa' que sepa.
Es verdad, hijo de puta de las voces.
Suave.
All right, and we're back, mi gente. Thank you, Bad Bunny, for that wonderful song. We needed it to kind of refresh ourselves and soul.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. That was Bad Bunny. Okay, well, Neo Garcia, Casper Mágico, and Bad Bunny.
All right.
With Te Boté. And shout out to Nicki Jam for putting all those gusanitos out.
Absolutely.
Because I love my Nicki, and he's like the padrino of all this era that's coming out within the Latino Urbano.
We are so grateful for it.
So, but let's keep talking about the dialogue in regards to this history, this U.S. long history of separating families.
That you've been hinting at this entire conversation, Mujer. All right, mi gente. So this is the last section where we're going to cover a little bit of deeper conversation, and then we're going to transition to the other stuff of our life, like Cardi B's baby shower, all things that are important for Latina theory, okay? So with that,
let's get back into the fact that the U.S. has a long history of separating children from parents. So government policies formed apart the familias of enslaved Africanos, Native Americans, and Mexican immigrants, and detained Japanese Americans during World War II and even before that.
Absolutely.
We're talking about, let's decolonize. We have to go back to the historical content of colonization, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to specifically hit the region where we're at deeply, right? Within Minnesota, talking about the Native American boarding schools. In the 19th century, the U.S. government began a campaign to assimilate Native American children into white American society by separating them from their families and stripping them of their language and cultura.
Really attempting to do that, which obviously the fact that our indigenous folks have language and their culture shows major resistance and resilience, but this was despite outright attacks.
And in 1819, Congress passed the Civilization Fund Act, which provided religious organizations the resources to run schools for Native American children for, quote, introducing among them the habits and arts of civilization. Come on now. Our people have been civilized within our own capacity.
Absolutely.
And our own backgrounds and values and traditions. So right there, that just gives you a little stab in the heart even to say that.
It absolutely.
60 years later, Captain Richard Henry Pratt founded the first Indian boarding school in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Native American children were taken away from their parents and communities and forced to attend similar institutions that aimed to kill Indians and save the man. as Pratt family said, famously said, the man, as if we weren't human.
Exactly.
Okay. So the government boarding school were run like military training camps where children were subject to abuse, neglect, and corporal punishment. And then later in 1902, a government order declared that the long hair worn by Native American children was impeding the advancement that they are making in civilization. That order mandated that children cut their hair and prohibited customs like body paintings, dance, and traditional clothing. It took until 1978 for Congress to pass the Indian Child Welfare Act, which gave tribal governments a stronger voice in child custody issues.
And that struggle continues. The other example that we wanted to give is the splitting up of enslaved families. The whole concept of slavery in the United States is real, and it's happened, and it's rooted in how this country was formed. Enslaved parents live with the constant fear of being separated from their children. Slave owners would split up families for any number of reasons, including selling slaves to pay off debts, dividing families to create equal inheritance, or as punishments.
The removal of Mexican immigrants during the Great Depression, 1929 to 1941. During the Great Depression, a wave of anti-Mexicano hysteria swept parts of the nation. Federal and local authorities rounded up large numbers of Mexican immigrants and Mexican Americans, forcing them to leave their homes on the Arizona, California, and Texas border to relocate to Mexico.
Many Americans at the time blamed Mexican communities for taking away jobs and public assistance resources from them. I don't know if that sounds familiar to the conversation that we're currently having right now. That may have been in the 1930s, but that justification, again, is not far from Trump suggesting that immigrants hurt American workers.
This period in history is often referred to as the Mexican repatriation. But that term suggests that those who left were returning voluntarily to their native country.
When in fact, an estimated 60% of those who were pushed out of the U.S. were citizens. Francisco Valderrama and Raymond Rodriguez wrote in their book, Decade of Betrayal, Mexican
Repatriation
in the 1930s. Threats of unemployment and loss of social assistance, the families who packed up their bags often felt like they had no other choice but to leave.
Another consequence of the deportations, some families were separated, and when the children in a family were U.S. citizens and the parents weren't, things got messy. Valderrama said in an interview with NPR that one parent might choose to leave under the pressure of deportations happening around them, while the spouse might choose to stay in the U.S. with their children, who are often citizens.
And the last example that we wanted to give, which we've already talked about, is the Japanese internment camps. So this happened after Pearl Harbor was attacked in 1941. The U.S. government began to fear Japanese Americans might turn against them, which led to, in 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed an executive order that gave the military the authority to exclude citizens from certain areas, so basically concentration camps within the United States. While the order didn't mention Japanese Americans specifically, it targeted virtually all the Japanese Americans living on the West Coast.
As a result, approximately 120,000 Japanese Americans were forced to evacuate their homes and leave their jobs to live in internment camps that were surrounded by barbed wire and armed guards. Conditions that are now drawing comparisons to modern-day detention facilities.
All right. And with that, that was just a little bit of grounding of how this country has a legacy of these practices, and the only way that we stop it is by raising our voices and interrupting it.
Completely. With that, let's get into more music. But, you know, I also want to pay homage to, towards honoring...
We should honor the person whose article we just referenced heavily.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let me go back to that. So this article we took from Harmeet Kaur, who wrote an article titled Actually, the U.S. Has a Long History of Separating Families. This article was published by CNN. So thank you so much for writing it, because it's what we heavily use to inform this conversation.
And with that, we're going to go into a next song honoring the icons of those who stand up. And we also seek within legacy, right? We speak about our gente, we speak about our history, and we honor the royalty that come out of our beautiful black and brown royalty. And this next artist is definitely royalty when it comes into a sense. He was just here last sound set a few months ago, exact, and got a chance to go ahead and give him a high five and watch his set. But we think about, you know, Harry and Meghan and all of these royalties that get married. We don't acknowledge the actual royalty that comes from black and brown art. And we got to highlight this youngin' because he's really a prince. You know, if Prince Harry's a prince, this man truly is a prince.
And
it goes up with Jaden Smith. And here's Jaden Smith, Will Smith, and Nicki Jam with the Icon remix on Latina Theory.
Yeah, Nicki Jam. Spanish remix. Yeah. Yo, Saga. Yo, Jaden. Yeah. Hit it.
Tinky con el flow terrible. Nadie a mí me para, yo soy el imposible. Hago que hasta el viento rime. No pueden conmigo, estoy muy duro en el business. Y yo sé que muchos no lo entienden. Porque Nicki tiene lo que tiene. ¿Cuáles son los duros? Dime quiénes. Tú te haces loco, te conviene. Y los envidiosos no me quieren. Porque tengo lo que ellos no tienen. Saludos a los haters que son fieles. Saludos a los haters que son fieles.
I am just an icon living, living. Icon living. I am just an icon living, living.
I am not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. Stretcher, I am here and I'm still flesh. I am just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa, I'm high snob, give her 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business.
No le tengo miedo a ningún venenoso. Bendecido con el todopoderoso. Le metimos con un ritmo escandaloso. Ya no estamos en la calle ni estamos vendiendo gozo.
Y con los
suéltame el vino de trozo. El duro en el tino sin mentiroso. Pa' todos los envidiosos, pa' todos los resentidos y rencorosos. Yo sé que en el fondo usted está muy orgulloso.
Look, we don't know no one like you. Gold grills and you dance like Michael. No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait, we just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show. Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the Porsche. What? I ain't even taking on torso. What? Your shit is fire, I'm more so, what? Young Jaden dying on the floor, so what? She broke my heart to the core, so what? I guess we all gotta grow.
Boy, you know why you was an icon living? You was born from an icon living. Messed around, married me, an icon living. Tequila, then we made some icon children. You was raised in an icon village. Work hard, then raise the icon ceiling. One day I'ma hand you all the icon billing. And bounce, I'ma be an icon chilling.
Un ícono que siempre se colazo. Por eso con el éxito mi caso. No quiero que me hables de fracaso. Tú ponme lo que quieres que yo arraso.
I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa. Interview, cover 5 minutes. Whoa. We are too hot in the business. Whoa. I'm going straight to the top of the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. Before we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view. Woo! Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle. Ooh. Me and Nicki about to go psycho.
Psycho.
Put 100,000 in the Bible.
Bible.
Damn. Wait. Go teeth dance like Michael. Michael, man, this nigga on like a light bulb. Light bulb, owe it all to Cuddy and a Tyco. Damn. About to make a movie independent. Woo. Need new trucks independent. Woo. I need you to listen to the vision. Woo. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. Woo. And we making money by the minute. Woo. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. Living.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
All right, mi gente, and we're back. And now we get to one of our favorite sections of the podcast, which is where we highlight chingonas, our guerreras of the semana, of el mes.
Epa!
And so with that, we want to start off with Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, or should we say Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She's going to get it.
Who won her primary in New York less than a week ago. The results, this mujer won her primary with 57% against an incumbent, a 10-term congressman in New York.
She swiped Brownie out. she swiped Crowley
out. Joe Crowley was swiped out. It was a massive upset for quote-unquote established Democrats, and it was a great win for nuestra gente. And the best thing about it is that she's 28 years old, and she won as a Democrat socialist. So we're super excited about her win. Shout out to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and we cannot wait to have her on Latina Theory.
Yes.
That's what we're planning for.
Yes, we're planning on having her here. You heard it. So Alexandria, mira, Boricua del Bronx, representing Bronx and Queens in that congressional district that she's about to slurp like a sopa up in November. Shout out to her, but our local Guerrera de la Semana is giving mad love to Senadora Patricia Torres Rey, La Colombiana, La Brava, for protesting against General Dynamics based out of Bloomington, Minnesota, which is a corporation that has been leaking funds to those specific bases where families are being separated, where children
basically
are being held captive.
Basically, they're making a profit out of the caging of children that's happening at the border, and that's why they were being protested.
Right. So thank you, Patricia Torres Rey, for showing up amongst a lot of leadership within the community and allies from, you know,
absolutely,
black, brown, white communities, Asian communities that have recognized that families separated are not what's humane and it's not American.
So shout out to Senator Patricia Torres Rey. Thank you for being arrested and taking the stand. Thank you for everyone who organized that protest.
Chevy, Chevy, Chevere. With that, we're going to get into our edutainment news.
All right, Maria, I need you to fill me in on all the edutainment news.
Yo, so
Drake, here's a lot.
Drake has a son with a porn star.
Yeah,
and Pusha T let everyone know. And he didn't let everyone know. But Pusha T let everyone know. And then he started to let everyone know because he dropped Scorpion, which is half hip-hop, I guess, rap, half R&B, whatever he wants to say that is. I don't know. But he put a lot of stuff out after Pusha T put out his project with Yeezy. Alongside it, Yeezy put out a project with Kid Cudi, and Yeezy put out a project with Nas, and Yeezy is just being Yeezy and he's crazy. But, you know, at least he didn't hide his son. Okay.
So basically Drake has a son.
Yes.
And if you want more tea, what should they follow?
Well, you know, just listen to the album. I mean, listen to Pusha T and then listen to Drake. And why did he take so long? Like, first and foremost, our communities of color, we have children and we have pride in our children.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing now,
right,
talking about
so
your kid?
Drake, you know, if you're tripping on that side of like, okay, I had a baby with a porn star, like, end of the day, you had a baby with a woman, okay? And you got a baby. So why are you going
to
hide
that?
Also,
a woman's just making a living, trying to make her money, and she had a child. That doesn't mean that she doesn't
deserve to be recognized.
And you obviously
messed around with her. One day, 2 days is what it is. But at the same point, Drake, we love you. We don't hate you. But just know your son is loved. You don't have to hide him from the world. Hide him from the bullshit. But the world is a reality, okay? And Drake, we would support him with or without an Adidas suit, okay? Next on, we're going to talk about Cardi B. Cardi B had her baby shower. Baby shower in traditional Bronx Latinx fashion.
Also, make sure to look up like the Vogue coverage of it because you have all the adorable photos.
Girl, pull that up right now.
Okay,
Just pull it up. Because Cardi B, traditional Latina fashion of the Bronx, Dominicana, came out with Offset.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she had the Bardi Baby Bodega, where you could get all your baby shower essentials from t-shirts and toallitas and diapers. And she had it also exclusively titled as the Bronx Fairy Tale. She had a book club where it was like the nursery for the baby that included books for children, books based off of Prince, Cantinflas, Buenas Noches Luna, The Cat in the Hat, hip-hop Spanglish Children, Isla Borinquen for babies, and the hip-hop alphabet. Island Born, I mean, all of the traditional Latinx baby books. Cardi B included that with the Nelson and 168th Street. And she also had Coquito for her guest. I mean, love to Cardi B. Love, love, love. And we wish you the best here from Latina Theory
for
your
baby
to be born.
Okay. We're so excited.
And we got to give it up. Los Dells is coming back Labor Day weekend to the Midwest. We've got the lineup out. The lineup is out.
We can't wait for it.
So
here we go. Tell us who the lineup
is. Headlining is We Sing in Yandel, W Y Riega. La original banda El Limón. Girl, that's all about y'all because I own it.
That's my people's music.
People,
but
I'm
own
here.
It. I love it.
I love it too.
Thank you.
I love you. We love each other.
Okay, we're good.
Then
good.
We got El Vega Bajeño, El Bruto, El Tigre del Trap, El Más Malo, Bad Bunny, coming
here
in on the state main stage at Los Dells. Espinoza Paz, who else we got?
Chiquis Rivera, Molotov,
Patti Cantú, Cuco, and
Montiel Pierre,
Flor de Tolocache,
Omar Apoyo,
Trinidad Cardona, and many more to be announced. And Latina Theory is going to be there live and direct from Los Dells. So
we can't wait to cover it and tell y'all all about it. We're so excited.
Labor Day weekend, if you're in the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Yes, there's Latinx folks in the Midwest.
Chicago, Milwaukee, Indiana, Michigan. I mean, if you're from Texas, drive up north. If you're from Cali, drive from the West. Literally, I went there with my husband last year. We seen Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Maná.
You said Maná? I'm so jealous of this Mexican girl. So sad.
They
about
were amazing.
Maná.
My husband's like amazed by Maná. Okay, I was like, baby, I know you may not know who they are, but they're like the U2 of Latin America.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so watch and learn, watch and learn. And also, check out right now, came out this weekend, Sicario Day of the Soldado. I checked it out last night. Amazing. Love to Benicio del Toro. It was really cool to see how the script flowed through into a not a different, you know, mission, but recognizing what's happening on the border and what's also being trying to be blamed on the border.
Exactly.
From everything that's happening across the world, and them trying to just blame it on the border issues, where that's like
it's a lot more complicated.
A lot more complicated.
Making profits out of
so
it.
Go check out a top Hollywood blockbuster film this weekend that's showcasing and educating on behalf of what's happening on those borders, and feature an amazing Latino cast. Shout out to Benicio del Toro, the young sister, upcoming from Mexico. The epic. Gotta get her name. Wasn't in the credits right here, but we got to shout her out too. Check it out, check it out, check it out. And we're going to come back. This song is by Javier Santiago, Boricua from the Twin Cities.
There we go.
Shout out to Javi Santiago with his new jazz hit called River Song. Peep it out. Get your jazz on. Javi, Minneapolis in the house. Thank you. once again on Latina Theory. Shout out to the homeboy, Javi Santiago. He's a Puerto Rican. He comes from Boricua descent, surviving out of Minneapolis. Shout out Southside, Javi Santiago.
Maria has all the love. All right, and right now we're going to have some highlights, updates, wrap up things for our base before we talk about our curandera remedies.
Yeah, let's wrap it up with some highlights on events that are happening. Once again, shout out to Pajarito and the wonderful staff in the kitchen and house manager and our server today for making sure things happen right. You got to try out the salsas and you got to try out the crispy chicken tacos and the shrimp tacos here, and let them know if you're Latino that these spaces are ours.
Okay. That's what we've been doing here.
All day.
So you wanted to give a shout out.
Yeah, I want to shout out. We're talking about highlights and events happening specifically this week. It's 4th of July. United States celebrates Independence Day. I got a shout out to our St. Paul Mayor, Melvin Carter, for canceling, the 4th of July fireworks. And his statement on saying, many are upset because they don't get to see fireworks over the Capitol this year. But honestly, as a St. Paul, my whole life is St. Paul. I'm from St. Paul. Love St. Paul. Carter, you my mayor, brother, hermano. Thank you, because But my mayor, who's black, all right.
First you black. You need to throw shade because we have a different circumstance in Minneapolis right now.
yeah. We'll leave that discussion for another episode, but. He canceled out spending $100,000 out of the city's budget to purchase fireworks and host a display this year because he knows and he recognizes that that funding can go to so much more, such as to our school district and our educational system, along with community initiatives for POC here in the city of St. Paul. So much love to Melvin Carter. If you want to see fireworks, go to Wisconsin, buy some. Blow them up.
There's a lot of places you can go to get some fireworks.
Praca. Go to Minneapolis. Support, the shows that are happening there. Go to Stillwater. Go out. Explore.
Basically, there's a lot to do, and everyone's going to be fine.
Explore. Or chill in St. Paul. Have a barbecue. And look outside that Wabasha Bridge and acknowledge the communities that help build bridges and not divide and burn them.
All right. And with that, my update is that today, Sunday, July 1st, Mexico is having their presidential elections. It's a really big deal. We're going to be covering it in our next episode based on the results. I'm really excited to say that Andrés Manuel López Obrador is leading in a massive way. He's being described as the leftist third-party people's candidate. And if he wins, it will definitely give the people of Mexico, most of who are majority poor, like my people are majority poor for so many reasons, are going to have some hope in a different way. So we'll be covering that in the next episode. So again, Mexico's presidential election is today. The leading candidate is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and we'll be talking about the results in the next episode.
And with that, we're going to get into just coming in from L.A. Hold on.
Here we go. Mariana. Maria's going to have
speaking
to
about
this.
Mexico, you know, Cali es Mexico. So go. This is a little bit about a Mexican endorsement here when it's
this
coming
is
from
a Mexican
Los Angeles.
Endorsement.
Okay, yeah, I believe the Chicanos of L.A.
I don't know if I completely agree with that.
No. I'm going to tell you, there's probably more, and this is coming from a Boricua's perspective,
okay,
there's
the
probably a majority of Mexicanos that are going to agree with this Boricua.
Okay, here we go.
They're very happy.
All right.
Okay, LeBron James just agreed to a 4-year, $154 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Woo!
Can I say that again? $154 million deal with Los Angeles Lakers.
All right.
Yeah, that was completely, wow, that just came in. So we had to highlight that. And this is coming from a man, and everybody was like, oh, LeBron. He's definitely one of the greatest players in the NBA, historically in basketball. You can go ahead and try to compare stats and all of that. We're not here to compare stats, okay? We're just here to acknowledge the movement that it takes to accomplish and dream. LeBron James, raised by a single mother who had him at 15 years old, came out of the hood of Cleveland to now being one of the top and going to one of the best teams in the country, specifically historically, okay, and who has not only given back to its community, but the LA Lakers do a lot within the Black community, Latino community, because there would be no LA without those communities.
Absolutely.
And when you think about an athlete and an entrepreneur who came from nothing, who's gained the top, that means a lot of structure that has to not have the ability, but physically, but also mentally.
Absolutely.
And that's going to get us into our curandera remedies mm-hmm. for this segment. And our curandera remedies for the segment is specifically focusing on mental health and therapy.
Absolutely.
Ariana, you get therapy?
Yes, I do. What about you, Maria?
I get therapy. There's nothing wrong to seeking help. Specifically in these times that we're growing up in, everything that's happening across the country, across the world, talk with somebody.
We really want to push to end the stigma around it and let people know. Again, Maria and I are both in therapy. It's been helpful to us. We want to encourage our people to do that, to know that you're not alone. Most recently, with the death of, you know, rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain, there's been a conversation about, you know, reports are coming out that suicide rates have risen sharply across the entire country. Because of everything that's happening, obviously, that's what we think. And so we really want to encourage our people to take care of themselves, to take mental health seriously, to know that you're loved. And the Latina Theory is here for our people getting therapy and the support that they need to be healthy.
Definitely. You know, dealing with a lot politically, you know, socially, physically,
yes.
We have these barriers that are placed. But in order to find clarity, we got to give ourselves self-care. You know, Ariana, dealing with everything that's happening in Puerto Rico and trying to be a voice for our people outside of the island and trying to get help, you know, recognizing that there's been over 4,645 deaths in Puerto Rico. And that's the work that I've been really dedicated to, is to helping post-traumatic stress disorder amongst youth and our elderly community there. Because
what's happening, right?
Man, the suicide rate has gone up to 30% more than last year following the hurricanes that happened last September. And the lack of medical aid from the federal government here in the United States has added towards those accountability for those deaths. And I know a big part of what helps me is seeking therapy to figure out how we can help our movement, how we can help our gente.
Yes.
The separations of familias, like we've expressed through this episode, police brutality. We deal with so much in these in our marginalized and oppressed communities that we got to speak up. We got to talk amongst and keep
and
the conversation.
Take care of ourselves.
Take care of yourselves. So,
all right, what's our closing song, Maria Issa? For
a big part of closing and taking care of myself and honoring those lives that have died, specifically in Puerto Rico. Big part of helping me with my therapeutical process is creating art and writing music. And I wrote this song. We're going to close out with the song titled 4,645, dedicated to the Harvard study of the people who have died from Hurricane Maria and the lack of federal U.S. government aid towards mental and medical disparities.
Thank
on
you
the
so
island.
Much for all the work that you're doing, girl. And thank you to our listeners. We're
thank
back.
You.
Tune in, and we'll be back very soon.
Yes, check us out, hashtag Latina Theory. Follow us on Twitter, Latina Theory, and email anything you want. Playlist, you want to talk about something happening
Please
in the community,
do.
You want to talk
it.
About something
We're
happening
down.
With you. You got the hottest track out there, holler at us, latinatheory@gmail.com. With that, light your velas out, and shout out to Sunset Park for hosting that beautiful vigil during the Puerto Rican festivities earlier in June, 4,645.
Prepared? No. Maria Issa Perez Hedges, a local artist and activist, extended aid to the island firsthand a month ago.
Not only is there lack of power, but lack of medicine, lack of food.
You know, we've been telling you this information since over 6 months. They say the death toll is close to 5,000. On top of that, 100,000 without housing, without clean water, power, FEMA, blah, blah. Leaving Boricuas without roofs on their casas. The oldest colony in the world serving Uncle Sam's master. Kissing culo, Wall Street tricks. Taking flip our properties for millions of chips. No medicine, no education for the kids. The government issued death certificates. 1,000 cremated right after hurricane hit.
Y'all still thinking that they give and gave a shit. Y'all still thinking that they give and gave a shit. We've been mad and tortured before Maria and Irma, before Jorjito, before Hugo. Administration, Promesa, they blame all the deficits and bankrupts, drug dealers. But we know, and you know, you gotta do what you gotta do though to survive. I wave my black and white bandera in these streets, resisting fight. I'm on the other side, campaigning like energy with Tesla. And yet I got a bulletproof vest on. All Isa Lolita wants is libertad, freedom. For my people, equity and solar lights. We tell the babies of Borinquen that this land is yours. Stay dreaming, nightmares in the night. Our men and women deserve so much more. Más y más, so much more. Más y más. From slaves on plantations, slaves in corporations, medical testings, tours, yeah, them U.S. wars. Who can believe it? No, say, can you see? That's why we on knees and living in the dark. Yet West Side Stories still take your money, say it goes to charity. Off the Guthrie's, Jets and Sharks, nah, nah, they don't. America cares, who cares? These skeletons out the closet came out drowning, floating in the floods. These campos in the montes and casitas fell apart. You can see it in the mud. It's our duty to speak up. It's your duty to speak up. It's my duty to speak up. So it's time to speak up and help out if you at that parade with your bandera and your mano. Whether you from here or there and you got it in your blood. Hermano, hermana, más y más, más y más.
Very minimal opportunities for people to get work. I see her and fellow Boricuas, the same heartbreaking thoughts linger.
Familia,
imagine 5,000.
El barrio, más y más, más y más. El corrillo, todo el bloque. Más y más, más y más. We need more. Hipocresía y la falsedad. That be that trompeta, that be that trompeta. I've been saying despierta Boricua. Following Albizu since a young edad. Thank you, mama. Yeah, my sasa. I miss Wella. I light your vela. We give candela. And our bombazos. Diasporicans. They hear us speaking. How you greeting? Saludo, saludo. Speak up. Stop being mudo, so mudo.